The U.S. stock market has had its first chance to react to the capture of Iraqi dictator Saddam Hussein. Stock prices have increased around the world, and they're doing the same on Wall Street. NPR's Jack Spears here. Good morning, Jack.
Good morning, Bob.
Investors welcome this news.
Yeah, the initial reaction, perhaps not surprisingly to those of us who follow the financial markets, was pretty positive. Within minutes of the opening bell this morning, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose more than 80 points. The NASDAQ and the S&P are also up. This is giving further momentum to a stock market that's having a very good year already. The Dow closed over 10,000 last week. The Dow's up 20% or more now for the year. The dollar was also stronger this morning against many of the overseas currencies, and gold, which is a perceived safe haven in times of global turmoil, actually came down a little bit in reaction to this news.
And positive news on the overseas markets.
Yeah, reaction on the overseas markets, even in some of those nations that haven't necessarily supported the war in Iraq, was also fairly positive today. In Germany, the DAX was up, the Paris CAC 40 was up. Both about a percent today, those nations' versions of the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Japan's Nikkei average, which has already concluded its trading day, posted a 3% gain today.
What about oil prices?
Crude oil prices came down fairly significantly this morning. In London, crude oil prices were down about 2%. That's presumably based on hopes that attacks on Iraq's oil infrastructure will now diminish some with the capture of Saddam Hussein. It is worth noting, though, that at the moment, Iraq is still exporting oil at only a fairly small amount. Iraq's northern pipeline is still closed, and there's still a lot of uncertainty there, as was demonstrated by this morning's car bombings, Bob.
You wonder how long this can be sustained.
Well, I think it's going to be a short-term boost to the economy. Global economic forecasters still have a lot of things to worry about. High interest rates are still a problem in some areas, though they've come down, obviously, in this country. In Europe, the economy is still lagging some. So there's a lot still out there for investors to worry about.
NPR's Jack Spear.